Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Foghat has words to live by. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 846. And today in Chicago, a new law went into effect about speeding. And with this is John Byrne, who's the City Hall reporter for the Chicago Tribune. So, John, good. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate taking time out of your evening.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about this new law that's in effect today about 6 miles per hour over the speed limit.
The mayor enacted a new law with the speed cameras that are all over the city. Mm-hmm. So if you're 6 miles per hour over now, you can get a $35 speeding ticket if you're caught by one of these cameras.
Are these cameras are everywhere or only in certain areas?
Well, if you'll remember, when Mayor Emanuel first passed this thing, it was a school and park safety plan.
Right.
So they're within like an eighth of a mile of a park or a school. But that's a lot of the city, you know? I mean, if you think of all the places that are within an eighth of a mile of a park or a school, it's certainly a lot of real estate.
And this is to raise money.
Well, it's for safety.
It's for the safety
of children in the schools and the parks.
I see. right. You know, How crazy am I? I'm just nuts to think that.
Yeah. I mean, we ran some numbers, and we only had 1 week worth of data from Mayor Lightfoot's people. They did a 4-week warning period to get everybody acclimated to this idea. So they would send out a warning to you in the mail if you got caught going 6 to 9 miles per hour over and you didn't get a ticket. So they only had 1 week of the data to provide us, but they handed out 52,498 of these things in the first week of the warning period. So, you know, the theory is that as people get used to it, they'll speed less and they'll hand out fewer of these things because people realize they're getting caught. But if you extrapolate that out over the year, that's 2.7 million of these new $35 tickets and a cool $95.5 million in additional revenue to the city.
Well, I sure feel a lot safer then, I got to tell you, knowing the city's going to get over $95 million. Makes me feel...
The money has to come from somewhere.
Oh, I know.
And there are pedestrian advocacy groups and bike advocacy groups who make the point that even if it's just that few miles per hour, they say makes a difference in terms of, you know, survivability of accidents. So they say this will help in terms of that stuff.
Well, you know, I get all that. I understand that's absolutely true. No matter what the speed limit is, the faster you go, the less safe it is. It's not good to break. It's never been good to break the speed limit. That's why they call it the speed limit. and the choice of 6 miles per hour, I find amusing because it's such a weird, to me anyway, disagree or not, feel free to disagree, a weird number to apply to a speed limit. 6 miles an hour.
As opposed to like 4 miles?
Five. Most automobiles, now I haven't taken a survey, so this is off the top of my head, but when you look at your speedometer, unless it's, I suppose, reading out individual digitally calibrated speeds, a lot of speedometers in automobiles are, you know, you have your separation between your 10 mile per hour by one hash mark, so to speak,
right,
which is 5 miles an hour, right? It's an extra five.
Correct.
So
correct.
I'm like, what was wrong with five? I mean, why didn't you just stay with five? Why does it have to be six? Because people, you know, people, this just baffles me to a certain extent. I mean, I understand the point. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. But shouldn't we have been able to follow the original speed limit? I mean,
right.
This is like a permission to speed, so to speak.
Manuel went down to Springfield, I think, in 2013, and initially got the state to give him this power. So he was always able to go down to six, but he never did it.
Yeah,
he never went below 10. You would get dinged for a $35 ticket under the Emanuel rules if you were caught 10 miles per hour. Exactly, if you were exactly 10 miles over the limit, you would get a $35 ticket. And if you were 11 or more over the limit, you would get a $100 ticket. And,
okay,
and those have been the rules since 2013 or whatever.
Yeah.
And Emanuel, like, he was not a guy who was afraid of going after revenue.
No. He wasn't.
But he never did, you know, he never did it.
He wasn't afraid of going after anything, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's just, and I'm repeating myself here, I know that, but I understand safety is the utmost of importance, especially for kids near schools and for all of us driving. And whatever we can do to make that better is a good thing. And hopefully this will have that result while it gets $90 million for the city at the same time. And I just struck me as sort of funny that it was that the number was six. That's all. I mean, really. That's all. And that went into effect today, correct?
Today.
Yeah.
Today.
All right. And tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right, John. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you being with us. All right. Take it easy.